here's a story from The World.
Haiti was once lush and teeming with biodiversity. Plants used to flourish there that were found nowhere else in the world. Take the northern Haiti magnolia, known for its flowers with bright white petals and delicate fragrance. But today, with Haiti among the most deforested countries on Earth, sightings of the native magnolia had not been recorded there since 1925. In fact, no one had even snapped a photo of it. Then in June, a team of naturalists trekked to Haiti's longest mountain range, the Massif du Nord, to try to find the elusive flower. Eladio Fernandez led the expedition. He joins us now from Santo Domingo in the neighboring Dominican Republic. So you knew you only had a few weeks each year when the northern Haiti magnolia flowered. How did you know you were looking at the right time?
The way you start going about an expedition is, especially for plants, you have to look at the herbarium specimens. The original specimen that was collected by Eric Leonard Ekman, the botanist, in 1925. Then, you know, you refer to the labels that these specimens have. So maybe, you know, it's a dried brown looking piece of a plant, but the label is really important. So we knew the locality was called Mont Colombo. It was up in the Massif du Nord, up in the north. We know he used a town called Ansa Follet as his base camp. So we found that town, we found that mountain using, you know, Google Earth. And then we surveyed the area for these last fragments of forest.
You recorded some moments of your trek on your cell phone. For example, here you are on your way to Rivière Zombie, where you started your hike.
Señores, hasta los chivos están burlando de uno.
Eladio, what's going on here? Who were you speaking to?
This entailed 3 days of hiking up mountains. So I don't know, but you know, hiking is, some people enjoy it. You know, if you're carrying a backpack full of camera equipment, it's not necessarily all that pleasant. So I'm here, I'm talking to a goat.
So you're from the Dominican Republic, Eladio, but Haitians were front and center in this expedition. The last part of your journey was on foot. Here's a moment from that approach to where you thought the northern Haiti magnolia might be. Eladio, what are we hearing here?
We're basically on our way there. We're approaching on a trail. On the day that we arrived to the site, we had been hiking very steep ravines for maybe 4 or 5 hours. We arrived at noontime to this little hut on the side of the mountain that was very close to the forest. And we spoke to the family there. They were very hospitable. We had camping hammocks, so we set that up. Then we had a little chat with them. I had printed these images of magnolia flowers, but, you know, no one had seen this flower, which was, you know, highly depressing because, you know, we had been hiking all day. We set up camp. We're close to the site where we think we're going to find this flower, and then no one knows it.
But you were certain you had found the northern Haiti magnolia in this part of the country.
Well, not really. You know, we had done our homework. We knew we were going to a good patch of forest. It had all the conditions for the magnolia to be there, but it was almost like an act of faith. So it's 3:30. I asked my colleagues and my friends, okay, so who's coming with me? You know, we still have a few hours. Who's coming with? No one. No one came with me. So I went hike. Well, they were exhausted. They were losing faith, basically, in the fact that we would find this. You know, when you look for these lost species, there's a little fever in you that kind of drives your energy. So I had a little energy left for this. So I started up the mountain on my own. One of my guides, Maxi Leon, you know, ran after me and then came with, so I wasn't alone. So Maxi Leon and I went up the mountain. We were walking by this ravine. It started to rain. And I said, I looked behind the mountain. I saw it was the skies were clear. And I said, it's only a cloud. Let's just wait. And while we were waiting and I took my binoculars, I actually saw the first tree in the ravine. And there it was.
Wow. What was that like to finally get a glimpse of this elusive flower that, well, it's been lost to science for nearly 100 years, right?
It was incredible. I mean, imagine we're wet, drenched, we're tired from 3 days of hiking, we're hungry, we're losing faith of the fact that maybe we can find this thing, or maybe we've made a mistake, or we're in the wrong patch, or whatever. And all of a sudden, there it is. You know, we were ecstatic, you know, laughing, celebrating. We found about 16 trees. Most of them had flowers in the ravine. But 16 trees, that's good enough for us. So
amazing. Yeah. What was the reaction from locals after you had found this tree, and one they were not really that familiar with?
I cut one of the herbarium specimen, which is one of the branches with leaves and a flower. And we walked very carefully with it in the hand all the way back to campsite. We ran into the family who we were staying with. They were working in this little field. And once we showed up with the plant, they were all, celebrating with us, happy. And of course, magnolias are very fragrant, and this is no exception. So,
how did the flower smell?
Oh, it's perfume. So each one of them took a turn smelling the perfume. And the really big, difficult work is now about to start. We need to go back. We need to collect seeds. We need to set up a nursery. We need to get the community involved. We need to do education. We need to find the funding for this. Because, that patch of forest is important because all these streams are born there that flow onto the Rivière Sombie River. And they provide water for planting crops, for their cattle. It's really important. So for us, it's important because there's a magnolia that's been lost to science. But for them, it's important because it generates water. So we need to combine these things into a protection program for that fragment. And also, we need to grow that fragment. So I'm always hopeful for Haiti. I've been working in Haiti. I'm a Dominican. There's a history between Haiti and Dominican Republic, not a good one. And this expedition, it's a good example of, what can be done if we all combine and collaborate for the better. I mean, it's one island. Think of it as a boat. If the boat starts taking water on the bow and it starts sinking, it's not the bow that sinks. It's the whole boat.
Eladio Fernandez is a naturalist and a conservation photographer. He joined us from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Eladio, I really appreciate your time and telling us the story of the Northern Haiti magnolia. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
The research team shared their optimism with us. They also shared their photos. Check out our Twitter feed for pictures of the rare magnolia flowers and the people who trekked into the mountains of Haiti to find it. We are at the world.